News Talk 1620 WTAW. Yesterday, the College Station School Board intended on a two-hour meeting regarding the subject of changing high school boundaries. It turned out to be a three-and-a-half-hour meeting, but the business wrapped up with the decision on how to change high school boundaries between Consolidated and College Station High School. In this segment, we'll focus on the grandfathering and beginning with the motion made by School Board Member Michael Schaefer to allow this year's eighth graders to be grandfathered when the boundary changes take place, a motion that wound up being defeated and the eventual decision being made on a 5-2 vote to grandfather this year's ninth and tenth graders when the boundary changes take place.
Well, I make a motion that we grandfather the current eighth graders.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion?
Following the motion by Michael Schaefer, the second by Michael Nugent, then the first board member to speak to the issue, Gerilyn Nolan.
It's my feeling that we need to... We need to get as many kids into Consol as we can, as soon as we can. I mean, can you tell how hard this is for me? Please tell me you can tell how hard this is. Because my oldest is in seventh grade, and I tried to put myself, because we're not there, and we haven't been there yet. And I tried really hard to put myself in that position, saying, what if she was in eighth grade and she had made these plans? What would I do? What would I want for her? And I don't know, not to tell a personal story, but I'm going to tell a personal story. You know, my middle got rezoned for intermediate and middle school, and she's cried a lot, you guys. And some days I cry with her. Other days I say, okay, let's be a big girl and let's look at the positives and let's do this. And quite honestly, I mean, that's what I tend to do more than cry with her. And I'm totally going the emotional route with this. And I am glad that I've been here with her for this difficult change for her. And she didn't have to do this the first time whenever she was going to college or something, you know, away from me. So the whole thing is just emotional for me. Mm-hmm. The whole thing, this part of it. Logically, my head says that we have got to make sure that we are doing the right thing, and we've got to make sure that we've done everything we can, and that we ensure that the bond and everything that you have said. So my head tells me that, and then my heart tells me, go ahead and grandfather the eighth graders.
Again, you're listening to comments from yesterday's College Station School Board meeting deliberating where to draw the line on grandfathering when high school boundary changes take place. More comments from School Board Member Michael Schaefer, who wanted to have the grandfathering begin with this year's eighth graders.
The way I look at it, it's not the eighth graders' fault that we have capacity at one school and don't have capacity at another school.
Right.
I don't think it's the eighth graders' fault that they've already signed up and did their schedules and we're changing it. I don't think it's the eighth graders' fault that they've tried out for different drill teams and stuff like that and they can't be on it.
Right.
So my thing is I'm going for the eighth graders.
They can still go there.
The applause leading to the following statement by College Station School Board President Jeff Harris. News Talk 1620 WTAW picking up with comments from yesterday's College Station School Board meeting and school board members talking about where to set the grandfathering when new high school boundary changes start in the 2019-2020 school year. The board wound up voting 5-2 to allow grandfathering for this year's 9th and 10th graders. The subject right now deals with a motion that was made that was eventually defeated to extend grandfathering to this year's eighth graders. Again, that was defeated. Let's pick up comments now from school board member Carol Barrett.
You know, the emotional part of me
totally hears you, okay? The other side of me says, and why we're, so I think we're all sitting around this table struggling is because I don't, as a community, want to be back in this position because we're making a decision 1 year for the, which is really a four-year decision, if you think about it. I mean, because those numbers change over 4 years, not over 1 year. And I understand that, and I know, you know, listen, it's not lost on me the emotional part of this at all. I've got a mom's heart, and I see that, but I also wasn't necessarily voted to be totally a mom's heart on here. It was taught to be, you know, I need to be thinking about this from a bigger picture, which is, am I, you know, thinking right? And that it's really a 4 year decision, not a 1 year decision. And it is for those kids, but we've been charged with being forward thinking and planning, you know, as board members. So, you know, that would be the question I would ask us all around the table.
First to respond to what Carol Barrett just said came from board member Michael Wesson.
I don't know. I mean, this one's tough for me, but at the end of the day, I err on the side of making the I don't know. I've tried on this board to make decisions with my head, and you know, while at the same time trying to keep the best interests of kids in the district forefront in our mind, and I think that we all do that. I just think at the end of the day, these kids haven't started high school yet. And it puts us in a better position as a district to move on. And that's hard, and I understand there's going to be a lot of people I'm going to piss off with that opinion. And that's just kind of how I come down on it. I've struggled with this, and well, just like picking neighborhoods, there's not a right answer to the equation. I mean, everything is ups and downs. But, I mean.
You're listening to comments from yesterday's College Station School Board meeting as school board members continue to decide where to set grandfathering when high school boundary changes begin in the 2019-2020 school year. Comments now from board member Michael Schaefer, who had offered a motion to extend grandfathering to this year's eighth graders. That motion was eventually defeated, and the decision was made on a 5-2 vote that grandfathering would be allowed for this year's ninth and tenth graders.
To me, this was the easier part, and as I look at the numbers, you know, those numbers were having a they were greater than what they were. I might not have the same feeling, but when you're starting to look at numbers like that, it to me, some of them are not that minimal. I mean, that's assuming that they all are going to.
I mean, it assumes that they're all going to come out that way. We know the numbers not going to look exactly like that in 2021. They're just not going to. And I'll be honest, if I had to guess, still, even though I believe we've made the best decision that we can for the board, and if we take option three in 2021, there's going to be more kids still there at College Station High School, and there's going to be fewer than that at A&M Consolidated. And we're going to have to go up for a bond to add another addition to College Station High School, and we arguably have room for 400 to 500 kids at Consol. And I'm telling you, I've talked to enough people. We're not passing a bond under those circumstances. It's just not happening. And I understand all the people in this room that are out in the audience would most definitely vote for a bond. But everybody in this room would vote for a bond right now. But I'm telling you, that's not the way this community is going to go. It's just not going to happen. So I have to do what's in our best interest as a district, and it's hard. And we're just going to have to vote.
Yeah.
But I see where you're coming from.
I do, too.
Comments now from College Station School Board President Jeff Harris.
I see where you're coming from. I will tell you the concern I have is what it looks like in 2021. And if we're in the situation where we still have 400 to 500 empty seats at a high school and we have to go for a bond, we're right back where we were last fall.
Or after a bond fails.
Right.
Next to speak, College Station School Board Member Mike Nugent.
My concern is, there's a lot of concerns, but just looking at the numbers. Again, it's and I get the pick six metaphor. I appreciate that. But it's to me, it's 60. We're talking 58 kids difference. And if we're saying that if we go to bond in 2021, theoretically, committee, everybody recommends that. I mean, if a bond's not going to pass because there's room for, I'm not seeing capacity for 400 to 500 at Consol. It could be. I mean, but would a bond pass for with 350 to 450 capacity? It's probably not going to pass then either.
Next are comments from College Station School Board Member Clinton Williams.
I'm torn. I'm with Mr. Schaefer, Mr. Nugent. That gosh, it's only 60 kids, but I also feel the reality of it is 60 kids that and the cumulative unknown prediction, I guess. If we err on the other side, then we're safer. And we've been criticized pretty bad for erring the other direction. So I don't know if it's worse to play it safe and try to err properly and get criticized for that, or I don't know. I'm very torn with this.
Here are some more comments and a personal experience from College Station School Board Member Michael Schaefer.
I think probably the reason I feel a little bit better this time than I did last time, and this time we are concentrating a lot of growth areas to Consol. I mean, there's a lot of growth going to Consol. Again, it might just because I had one of my daughters, and it was when it was doing a rezoning thing, I lived with it. And I remember coming back from vacation one summer, and she's crying because she didn't want to go to the school. And I said, "What?" And she said, "Daddy, I never made no friends last year." And so I lived with it. We ended up getting applying for it. But, I mean, I lived with it. And what probably makes me feel, if we're going to get emotional, kind of what makes me feel bad is she put up with that a year and sucked it up and went to school every day. And so I think that's the heart I'm having right now. I just can't do that to an eighth grader. I mean, that if this was a year, maybe earlier in the year, I could probably be a little softer. But when, they're doing their schedules and stuff like that with their friends, and there's some of the trials, I just can't do it.
First, to respond to Michael Schaefer's comments, here's Michael Wesson.
I get that. I mean, that's a very that's a rational argument to me. I'll be honest. I mean, the logical side of me that says I want to make sure we're good to go in 2021 is – like Carol, partly emotional too. I mean, there's no side of this decision that is not logical and emotional at the same time. I mean, because there's a good part of me is emotional, saying whether it's me or somebody else, I don't want to put future boards in a position where they can't get things done or have to go through this again. And at the same time, I see Mr. Nugent's point that this is 60 kids. But we're essentially kicking rezoning down the can for a year by doing this. And that's just the reality of it. The results that we see, we are moving back a year.
Could be moving back a year.
Could be moving back a year. but could be moving back more than that.
And I agree with that. And that was by far my toughest struggle, is knowing that what we did 2 years ago is really still not in full effect.
Yeah.
30 minutes later came the vote to decide whether or not to extend grandfathering when high school boundary changes in College Station takes place in 2019-2020 to eighth graders. Final comments from Michael Wesson before the vote, where the motion failed to extend grandfathering to eighth graders.
The truth is, I don't feel good about either raising my hand either way. So I just got to do what I believe is in the best interest of the district overall, and it is what it is. So, and I'm going to feel like crap about it, but it is going to be what it is. So,
all right. We've got a motion and a second. I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. All in favor, raise your hand. Okay. All opposed. Motion fails. 2-4.
5.
2-5. My bad. I forgot myself. All right. Floor's open. Anybody want to have discussion? Make a motion, or do we want to?
I would move that we adopt the recommendation originally presented by the administration regarding grandfathering and the reverse grandfathering plan that's been put before the board before. That current eighth graders can feel free to move to their newly zoned school or choose to attend Consol and College Station High School and then move their sophomore year.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please raise your hand. Okay, all opposed. Motion carries 5-2.
College Station School District has now posted the video of yesterday's meeting, again in its entirety, lasted about 3.5 hours. You can go to csisd.org not only to watch what took place yesterday, but read and download all the supporting materials, including the new map, as well as the grandfathering guidelines that will take place when these high school boundary changes take effect in the 2019-2020 school year. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.